it is a great morning. Welcome to all of you. My name is Barbara Fote. I'm a member of the congregation, and I'm here to say welcome. Whatever has brought you here, custom, curiosity, a crisis in your life, we hope that you feel God's presence here today. You do have a one-sheet bulletin to guide you through the worship service today, but most everything will be on the screen. We have restrooms out this way, childcare out this way, and ushers in the back who will help you with anything you need. But for those of you who are regulars, what is missing today besides my name tag, which I left at home? What else is missing today in what you usually get? Heat. Well, yes, that's true. It wasn't exactly what I was thinking of, but we hope the warmth of the Holy Spirit is going to warm you today. But there's something else you usually get from the ushers and you don't have today. Inserts in the bulletin, right. So if you are on that side, look that way. If you're here, look on this aisle. And if you're here, look on this aisle and tell me what you find. A folder Stark is handing out. We're trying something new. Okay, so in that folder, you will find the prayer slips, the attendance slips, some of the announcements. I think there's pledge cards, lots of goodies. So here's what we're going to try. Whoever is that side on that aisle, or this side in the middle, or this side, grab it, open it up, take what you need. You particularly want that attendance sheet and that prayer slip sheet. They're one sheet. I'll explain that in a minute. And grab the announcements if you want, and then smile and pass that to the next person in your aisle. And oh my goodness, if you have to get up and walk to somebody, you will get 5 more steps on your Fitbit for doing that, okay? So that's what that is all about. And while you are doing that, let me tell you, if you are new to us, that we have one slip, and I believe it's green today, where we would really like to know that you are here. And that's because if you're not here for a couple Sundays, we'll worry. And so we might want to just give you a call and check up on you. So let us know that you're here. And if you're brand new, we would love to know who you are and have some contact information to say thanks for coming, and we won't put pressure on you, I promise. Also on that slip is a place where you could write a prayer that you would like shared later in the audience. So, same as usual, but for newcomers, if you have a prayer on there, you're going to hand it to the usher when we collect those, and they'll be prayed and read aloud. If you don't have a prayer, hang on to it till the offering and just drop it right in the offering, okay? So that's all a part of our welcome. Let me tell you who's who. I've said I'm Barbara. Our pastor Alicia is here in the fabulous pink scarf today, and in the I really like that vest, is Dale Fryer. And you know what I love about Dale? He says he absolutely loves his job. It is the best job he has ever had. And he's a bus driver for Head Start Kids. And is that not cool? I just think that's great. So our choir is down front today, and that's a lot of the folks who will be leading in worship. Let me just talk a minute about ways to build your faith. Ways for discipleship. After church, we hope you'll come back to gather in the fellowship, in the gathering room for some fellowship and to get acquainted with folks you might not know. And right after that, in one of the rooms off of the gathering room back there, there is soup and a chat about the sermon, which you are welcome to do. At 4:00 today is our Bible study on the Ten Commandments at the home of Nelson Price and me. So see us. Anyone is welcome. It can be a drop-in. You don't have to have come to any of them before. Remember, those of you who are new to us and are interested in becoming members, and I think we have almost 10 or so people that want to do that, there's a meeting Wednesday night at 7. The tree, what does that mean? What's coming up? Thanksgiving, and your opportunity to take that and buy some things for our Thanksgiving bags for people who don't have as much as many of the others of us, or you can make a monetary contribution. And if you have any questions about how that works, Joyce, raise your hand back there. She's in the lovely blue sweater. She can tell you all about it, right? But this is One of the most fabulous things we do is provide hundreds of bags of food for people to have a good Thanksgiving. Well, I have taken lots more time than I probably should have, but welcome. You know some about what's going on, and now let's continue our worship.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see you. It's going to get warmer in here because Tim, our building superintendent, came in and overrode the sensor so that we could have heat. So know that it's going to warm up. And the Holy Spirit is with us and among us, and therefore it'll be warmed up as well. I just wanted to quickly introduce that this is the last day of our stewardship campaign, and it's Pledge Card Sunday. So very exciting stuff. And next week is All Saints Day. It's one of my favorite celebrations in the United Methodist Church and other Christian churches. And if you are still interested in putting in someone who has passed away in your life who is special to you in the last year, please fill this out, and you can put it in the offering plate when they come. Part two is if you have someone you'd like to honor that died more than a year ago, you're welcome to do that. There'll be a slip in that you'll receive at worship in which we'll do something different. So know that the big piece of paper, this one I just put away, is for folks who have passed in the last year, but then there'll be another way to honor those who have passed in another way. Next week, surprises to come. So today we have this great theme song that has to do with our stewardship campaign, and it's based on this: where your treasure is, your heart will be.
All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
Good morning, church. Yes, I am Mr. Dale, the bus driver. And but here I am among worshipers, and I invite you now. This morning our call to worship will be a little bit different. We're going to speak the words first, then I'm going to sing the verse once, and then we'll all sing together. So please speak these words. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful. Something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Amen. Please join me together in the first hymn. You stand or sit as you are able. And we will sing Grace Alone. Every promise we can make, every prayer and step of faith, every difference we can make is only by His grace. Every mountain we will climb, every blessed hope we shine, every blessing left behind is only by His grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown He will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone. Every soul we long to reach, every heart we hope to teach, everywhere we share His peace, is only by His grace. Every loving word we say, every tear we wipe away, every sorrow turned to praise, is only by His grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown He will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. We do have a tradition here of greeting and shaking each other's hands in the morning by saying good morning or Christ peace be with you. And we offer you now to exchange the peace of Christ with one another. Thank you. So I did it back.
Good morning, everyone, again. I'd love for the children to come forward. Come on.
We will follow. We will follow Jesus. We will follow, we will follow Him. We will follow, we will follow Jesus. Wherever He leads us, we will follow. Samandela, Samandelia Jesu, Samandela Yonke Indawo, Samandela, Samandelu Jesu, La Foe Yakona Samandela. Please be seated.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you today? Good. So I'm wondering, what did we have in our boxes before, our treasure chests, excuse me, before today? So in this one, what do we have? Oh, before the clock. What's before the clock? What's in here?
The heart.
Yes. So let's get our heart out. All right. Hi. Good morning. And what do we have over here in this one? A clock and a calendar. Yes. So in here we have our clock and our calendar. So we have our hearts because where our treasure is, our heart will also be. And this one doesn't want to open. Come on, there we go. And then we have this, time, because time is such a treasure. And we give our time to God. All right. And we have a calendar in here as well. All right. And what did we have last week? What did we have over here? Yes. Prayer beads. Yes, we did. Here they are. And what do you think could be in our last treasure chest? Here's our prayer beads. What do you think? What do you think's in our big chest here? Treasure chest. Maybe coins? What do you think, JJ? I didn't catch that. Say it again. Peace? Pizza. No pizza. Is that what you said, JJ? Yeah? Oh, a cross? Oh, that's a good, okay. So maybe I could have a couple people come over and help me with this. I got to come over on this side, so I don't want to step on you, okay? Can you just scoot back? You could even stand up and help me. All right, so in here, what do we have? Oh, can you hold this for me so it doesn't fall back? Thanks. There are, yes, and we're going to call them gifts because we're not going to open them. We're just going to look at them. And we have these gifts. All right. So why don't you put them, if you can you reach in front or you cannot? It's okay. Why don't you put it right there? Good. Here, I'm going to close this, okay? Thank you for holding it. Good. All right. And I'm going to close this. Oop, my scarf. And thank you. We're going to put it here. So we call these presents, but I'm going to call them gifts because today we're going to talk about our gifts and our talents that we can offer to God. So that's what we're talking about today. Come on over here, ladies. So, does anyone have any thoughts on what their talents and gifts are? What are your talents? Is anyone good at math? Yeah? Is anyone good at science? Is anyone good at writing stories and poems? Is anyone good at, what else? At sports, at running, at soccer? All right. Yeah, what are you good at? Are you good at reading?
I'm good at praying.
You're good at praying, yes.
I am good at reading.
You're good at reading, wonderful. So we have these beautiful gifts. And you know what will come? We don't know how these gifts that we have will be something we can offer to God, but in the future, if we keep praying and listening, we'll know. We'll know how these gifts that we have will be a part of ministry. So I thank you for helping me get my gifts out of my treasure chest. All right, how about we pray real quick together, and then you can go back and sit with your families. You ready? Will you pray with me? God, we love you. We thank you so much for all that you have given us, including all these gifts that we're good at. We look forward to the future and what might come of these gifts and ways in which we can do ministry with you and with others, given our great talents. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for coming forward. You can go sit with your families. So as we assemble, I'm really excited to introduce our choir here this morning, and they will be singing, "This is the Day the Lord Has Made." Coming into a time of prayer. And if you would like to offer a prayer or a prayer request, this is the time that you can find one of these green sheets in the black folder that is in your pew. So if you don't have one and you'd like one, just look in your pew to see if you see a black folder. And today, our ushers are going to come all the way forward, and then they're going to work themselves their way back to collect our green slips. And so, let us join in an attitude of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to the children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Let us continue in silence, followed by a spoken prayer and the Lord's Prayer. This prayer attributed to St. Francis of Assisi centuries ago. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. We pray now the prayer that Christ offered. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This week in October, we hear a story from the heart of someone in our congregation, and today we are so happy because Martha Sutter, who is our director of music here at University Church, is going to share a little bit about her experience around God-given gifts and talents and how God has given such treasures in her life.
Good morning. When we think the dictionary defines talent as a person or group of people with a special ability to do something well. When we think about talent, we think about people that we know who do something really, really well. And a lot of times these are famous people, such as movie actors, popular musicians, or professional athletes. And then there are others we know who don't have a star on the Walk of Fame or a championship ring, but who have a special skill. But often if we think about ourselves, and I've heard people say this, like, oh, I don't really have any talents. I don't do this. I don't sing. I don't draw. I don't write. I don't have talents. But I believe that everyone has God-given talents, no matter how large or small, and it's the way we choose to use these gifts that are important. I came to University Church 34 years ago as a paid soloist section leader in the choir. I enjoyed the church, but I looked at it as a job. I had an aha moment, my first Thanksgiving here. There wasn't a turkey tree or the large organized food pantry that we have today, but people were asked to contribute items for the holiday. I was up in the choir loft and we were singing the first hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come, and the congregation began to come forward and Marg's beautiful cornucopias were on the front, and by the time the hymn was over, the whole literally platform was filled with food. I was amazed. I'd never seen anything like that. But I soon learned that that was the norm for the members of UUMC. There were other things, after-school programs for city children, support for refugees, housing visions, and numerous other events for the neighborhood and community. And there were also the small day-to-day things that maybe get taken for granted, like the people who would say a good morning to you, who would pass out the bulletins and fold them on the days before church, the people who might call you when something had gone wrong in your life or to celebrate a joy, and everyone who did something here in this congregation. Here was that group of people with a special ability to do something well. My church job soon turned into my church home. Give me a moment. Of course, my main focus here has been the music program, which has been sustained over the years by so many talented people. There's the No Fault Orchestra, which was started by Peter's mom, Allison Swords, a very talented violinist, and now handled by Danny McGowan, who also directs our handbell choir. We had a big youth choir for a long time, and that was led by Lynn Steinberg, and was resurrected, I believe, this summer a bit by Morgan Mills. We've had many fine organists, including Dennis Triggs, Linda Ortel, and Nathan Summerall. And the choir, made up of faithful members who have given of their time and talents here at Rockefeller and James Street Methodist, and this group that we have now, for a combined 585 years. We all have talent. I came to University Church because of my musical talent, but I stayed here because of the talents of others. May God continue to help us recognize the talents we all have and give us guidance to use them in ways that make a difference. Thank you.
Each fall, we celebrate past and present ministries, and we dream about future ministries here. Last week, we mailed out a letter and a pledge card to you. I hope you received it with our in-between office coordinator. You may or may not have received it. It's mint green. Can you just pick that one up? It's this color. If you don't have one because you didn't get mailed one and you'd like to make a pledge today, they're in the black folder. And also, our ushers have them if you just need one and haven't received one. So I'm sorry for the late mailing of that. We know pledging is a conversation between you and God. If you are visiting the church for the first time today, please know we do this once a year, so that we can plan our budget and therefore plan our ministries. We know you will probably need to get to know us more before you make a pledge if you're visiting here today. We are so glad you are here. This morning we will bless our pledges in honor of the unknown future. Our pledges represent the trust in God we have in this awesome ministry that happens on this corner of the city. Our ushers will come forward to collect your pledge cards, and later on they're going to do the offering, so we put them to work today, right? Right, John? Yeah. As they are collected, let's remain seated and sing this song, How Shall I Come Before the Lord Together? And once again, the pledges will be collected.
How shall I come before the Lord and bow myself with heart outpoured? And shall I come with offering? What shall I give? What shall I bring? Will finest gifts bring God's delight? Will wealth bring favor in God's sight? What must we be? What must we we do? What does the Lord require of you? Let justice shine in all your ways. Let loving kindness rule your days. That as this earth, the path you trod, you shall walk humbly with your God.
I just have to say, I'm honored and humbled by this treasure of faith in this very full offering plate. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, giver of all that is good and true and beautiful and life-giving, these cards represent our sweat. They represent our lives. They represent our prayers. They represent our dreams. The pledges which we make on them are but tokens of the awareness of the awesome gifts that have been given to us, and they are pledged in thanksgiving for all we have received, for all we have been inspired to be, for all we are challenged to become in this place. May they be the first fruits of all we have and not what we have left over, so that we may live out as closely as possible how you give to us. May we see them as our offering to you, sacred, holy, yet earthly, filled with possibilities. May we hold this image in our hearts and minds, so as we watch our offerings each week come to your table, we can see our very selves being part of this offering. It is us on the table, living sacrifices to you. Amen.
Please rise as you are able, or sit and join in singing Spirit of the Living God. Humble. Today's first scripture reading is Psalms chapter 55, verse 22, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. Our Lord, we belong to you. We tell you what worries us, and you won't let us fall. The second scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, and I continue to read from the Common English Bible. Therefore I say to you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the sky. They don't sow seed or harvest grain or gather crops into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth much more than they are? Who among you, by worrying, can add a single moment to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? Notice how the lilies in the field grow. They don't wear themselves out with work, and they don't spin cloth. But I say to you that even Solomon in all his splendor wasn't dressed like one of these. If God dresses grass in the field so beautifully, even though it's alive today and tomorrow it's thrown into the furnace, won't God do much more for you, you people of weak faith? Therefore, don't worry and say, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or what are we going to wear? Gentiles long for all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Instead, desire first and foremost God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, stop worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Will you pray with me as we get started on this message? Loving and merciful God, be with each of us today. Please be with me as I speak the words I prepared. And even if they aren't what was supposed to be spoken, let what is must be spoken out of my mouth. And if I don't speak them quite right, please let folks hear what they need to hear today, because it all comes from you. Amen. So, each fall, I kind of did this already. I didn't realize I did it twice, but here we go. Each fall, we have a stewardship campaign, and we encourage pledges. This year, we're exploring this scripture up here. Where your treasure is, your heart will be. Well, why do we do this? Why do we have a stewardship campaign and pledge card Sunday? Well, we do it in order to have ministry. We need to be able to plan. You might not think I plan much because I'm always running after the next thing, but I actually do plan somewhat. When we talk about our treasures, meaning monetarily, time to volunteer, pray, and our talents, we get to know the resources available to do ministry. But we still need to plan. So we ask for pledges or promise notes from our congregation so that we can create a budget and make a more concrete plan given our promised resources. And as we look at the scripture for today, it sounds as though God really cares about us. We, all of us, are God's treasure. The lilies in the field are beautiful, yet God loves and cares for us
even more than the flowers. We are so important to God. We are so important because we are able to share God's love. We are able to be God's hands and feet, care for people, care for the lilies in the field. And we are here to use our God-given gifts in our ministries. Just as the song said, God made something beautiful out of my life. So I'm wondering, who here is a worrywart? We got a couple in the choir. Worrywart, who's a worrywart? Who worries a lot? Who worries not at all? Who's somewhere in between? And so what are you worried about? Are you worried, as Vito said last week, we need new tenants in our office space in the church. Are you worried that we're not going to rent to great non-for-profit tenants? Are you worried about something else? Are you worried about money or your kids or the reliability of your car or the reliability of your spouse remaining clean? Are you worried about the earth, about what you're going to have for lunch today? Are you worried about your living situation? Are you worried about homework? Are you worried about staying sober? Are you worried how you're going to get home today safely? Well, God is always with us. And I'd like to read a part of the scripture today, but I'm going to read it from The Message. And I love this translation sometimes because it's so to the point and speaks more like American English of today. And so I'm going to read this, and it is Matthew 6, 30 through 34. So Dale just read part of this, but I'm going to read it out of The Message instead of the Common English Bible. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns are met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get all worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Wow, we're not supposed to be worrying, are we? So I would like to take a moment right now so that we don't forget and we don't get too worried to do this again. Our scripture says, don't worry. So let's give these worries up to God. This may mean that you need to sit in your spot right now and quietly pray. It might mean that you need to come up to the communion rail here and kneel and pray. It might mean you need to take a few deep breaths in and out and then speak it out loud or in your head. But what I'd like you to do right now is think about what you're worried about, have a conversation with God, and then say, God, I give this worry up to you. And I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes while you do this. Whatever you're worried about, let it go. And as you're ready, come back into this space. Sometimes we're unsure of our God-given gifts, but we need to trust in God. Trust in life. The same is true of our pledges. We pledge with trust in and for future ministries after having a conversation with God. There is so much more to be done in this neighborhood, in this city, not to mention in this world. Together, with our gifts, our talents, and trust, we can accomplish much. Let the Spirit of the living God fall afresh on us so that together we can do this. We can create new ministries. We can never forget that we are God's treasure. Yet with this blessing comes responsibility. We are called to share God's love through our ministries. What an honor we have to be God's treasure and to let our worries go. Trust in whatever is to come next in our lives and open to the ministries that will come out of this faithful and loving congregation. Amen.
As we enter into a time of giving, I'd like everyone visiting the church today to know that we don't expect anything from you today. You are our guest. You are our gift today. Yet we do have a tradition of giving here, and so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, our donations, and our offerings. Let us join together in our unison prayer of dedication. Take our gifts, symbols of our devotion, our wordless love, our silent thanks to you for all you have given and all we have yet to receive. Amen. Remain standing and join me in our closing hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and youth, ever power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour, at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee.
I am honored that I was a part of this place today. What a joy and what a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing the Holy Spirit with me. This has been just a wonderful place to be this morning for me. I hope you feel that as well. As the song says, I give it all to you. And so as we go today, let's remember that. I give it all to you, O God. I give it to you through my prayer, through my time, through my treasure, and through my love. Go now in peace.